The kickoff meeting kills more AI projects than bad data does. I've watched it happen repeatedly. A founding team walks in with a genuine problem, a reasonable budget, and a six-week delivery expectation. 18 months later they have a staging environment, three consultant invoices, and nothing in front of real users. This is not an outsourcing problem. It is a structural problem, and it starts on day one, not month six. The real failure point nobody talks about. Globusoft's production analysis across 40-plus shipped AI products reaches a blunt conclusion: most custom AI projects fail not in the model layer but in the kickoff meeting. No pin success metric. No data audit. A deadline that sounds aggressive but is actually optimistic by a factor of three. This matters now more than ever. The global IT outsourcing market is estimated at $588 billion in 2025, and most of that spend flows into engagements that share the same structural flaw. Everyone is buying AI development. Very few teams are buying AI delivery. There is a meaningful difference between the two. What no success metric on day one actually costs. When a project launches without a pinned baseline, scope drifts predictably upward. Stakeholders remember conversations differently. Engineers build toward what they think is wanted. The definition of done shifts every sprint. Data readiness alone can consume 30 to 40% of the total project budget before a single AI task is attempted. That figure surprises most buyers. It shouldn't. Duplicate records, undocumented status codes, PII buried in free text fields, these are not edge cases. They are the standard state of production data in any company that has existed longer than 2 years. The teams that ship fast pin a concrete metric before week one ends. Not improve efficiency. Something measurable, cut average invoice handling time from 9 minutes to under 90 seconds. That number becomes the entire project's North Star. It tells engineers what to build, what to ignore, and when to stop. The offshore handoff problem is structural, not cultural. I want to be precise here because the internet is full of vague complaints about offshore development. The problem is not geography. Developers in India, Ukraine, and Argentina deliver strong AI and software work at competitive rates. The problem is the handoff model. When an AI project runs through a requirements then specification then build sequence with a team that operates in a different time zone and isn't embedded in the client's Slack, Notion, or code base, every question costs a day. Every ambiguity costs a sprint. The 1.4 million unfilled technology roles in the United States against roughly 400,000 annual computer science graduates means most companies cannot absorb that friction with in-house staff. They need outside expertise. But outside expertise with a handoff model trades one problem for another. The fix is not better project management software. It is a different engagement structure entirely. The 30-day first agent commitment. Globusoft runs on an embedded pod model, an engineer drops into the client's Slack and code base directly, scoping to production, with no offshore handoffs between the team and the client. The explicit commitment is shipping the first agent to real users within 30 days. That constraint is not a marketing claim. It is a forcing function. When you commit to 30 days, you cannot spend 3 weeks writing a requirements document. You have to pick the single highest value workflow, run a data audit, pin a metric, and build something narrow enough actually to finish. Most teams discover their real blocker, usually data readiness, not model capability, in the first week rather than at month four. After the first agent ships, the engagement shifts to a weekly review cadence covering metrics, prompts, and model choices. The embedded pod supports multi-model usage across Claude, GPT, Gemini, and Qwen. That matters because production agent systems regularly combine a frontier model for generation with a smaller, task-specific classifier for routing and triage, updating the stack in hours rather than weeks, rather than rebuilding a monolith. What real agents look like in production. Abstract descriptions of AI agents are everywhere right now. Concrete ones are rarer. Here is what the Globus OFTI stack actually runs in production. Inbox Intelligence Agent, triage and classification across high-volume email or messaging queues. The spam false positive rescue variant recovers 100 plus misclassified messages per day using a secondary classification layer that scores borderline rejected emails against historical engagement patterns before archiving. CRM Audit plus call list agent surfaces stale records, flags missing fields, and outputs a prioritized call list without requiring a human to scrub the database. Outbound lead gen campaign agent covers lead finding, email verification, personalized copy generation, and CRM sync as a single automated loop. Web Research Reader Agent, structured information extraction from unstructured sources, used in multi-model ad classification for ad intelligence SaaS. Customer Chat Monitor Agent, real-time monitoring and triage of support conversations. None of these are demos. Each connects to live systems and is evaluated weekly against the baseline metric set on day one. The cost argument is more extreme than people realize. Frontier Lab FDE programs, Microsoft Frontier, Google Cloud FDEs, and Anthropic solutions run $500,000 to $2 million per year per engineer, with contract minimum starting at $250,000. That price point is real. For a founder or mid-market team, it is not a negotiation, it is a wall. The embedded pod is priced at approximately one-tenth that cost and starts within 2 weeks. For context, the same team that built the AI stack behind Chingari's growth to 100 million plus users is the one sitting in your Slack channel. That is not a small gap. A 10-to-1 cost difference with a 2-week start time versus a 6-figure minimum and a multi-month procurement cycle is a structural advantage that compounds over the life of the engagement. When this model does not apply, I will not pretend the embedded pod is the right answer for every situation. Below roughly 150 to 200 users, per seat math usually still favors off-the-shelf tools over custom builds. If you are evaluating a SaaS product and your annual spend is below the threshold where ignored feature requests become a business liability, buy the SaaS. Custom AI development earns its cost in three specific situations: your compliance requirements, HIPAA, SOC2, GDPR, SEC rules, prevent you from sending data to a third-party SaaS, your workflow is differentiated enough that no off-the-shelf tool covers it, or you are paying a vendor more than $120,000 per year and still filing feature requests that go nowhere. At that point, a custom build typically pays back inside 18 months. The practical checklist before you sign anything. Pin one metric before the kickoff ends. Not a category. A number with a unit and a current baseline. Run a data audit in the first 2 weeks. Budget for it. Assume it consumes 30 to 40% of total project budget. If that surprises you, you were not planning for reality. Demand a shipped artifact in 30 days. Not a prototype. Not a staging environment. Something a real user touches. Ask how model choices get reviewed. A team that selected its model at kickoff and has not revisited the decision in 6 months is not optimizing your stack, it is protecting its original recommendation. Understand the handoff model. Is the engineer in your tools or filing tickets into a remote queue? The answer determines whether you get delivery or documentation. The talent gap in AI development is real. With 79% of organizations already using or experimenting with AI and ML services, the competition for experienced AI engineers who have shipped production systems not just fine-tuned a model on a Colab notebook, is intense. That scarcity is a reason to be precise about what you are buying, not a reason to accept vague commitments about AI transformation. The 30-day first agent rule is not magic. It is a discipline. It forces the conversations that need to happen in week one rather than month four, when sunk cost makes them harder to have honestly. If your current AI engagement cannot tell you what ships in the next 30 days and what metric it will move, that is the answer you need before the next invoice arrives. See how Globusoftize embedded pod ships your first production agent in 30 days, without the Frontier Lab price tag or the offshore handoff delays.